One thing that's sure to come up in Vice President Biden's discussions is the role of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. The ATF is the primary enforcer of the nation's gun laws, but it hasn't had a full-fledged director in years. And advocates say the agency has been underfunded, understaffed, and handcuffed in its abilities to go after gun crimes. More on that now from NPR's Brian Naylor.
In an ad campaign launched today by the group Mayors Against Illegal Guns, Roxana Green, whose child was killed 2 years ago, appeals directly to the camera.
My 9-year-old daughter was murdered in the Tucson shooting. I have one question for our political leaders. When will you find the courage to stand up to the gun lobby?
Standing up to the gun lobby is seen by gun control advocates to mean not only banning assault-style weapons and high-capacity magazines, but restoring some teeth to the ATF. John Lowy is with the Brady Center to Prevent Gun Violence.
The restrictions on ATF are absurd. They're not allowed to use computers in doing their trace work. They're not allowed to do more than one spot inspection on a gun dealer.
When looking at the problems facing the ATF, it's instructive to start at the top. The current acting director of the Washington agency is B. Todd Jones, who's juggling the ATF post with his other job, that of U.S. attorney in Minneapolis. It's been 6 years since the Bush administration that there's been a permanent ATF director. Michael Bouchard, a former ATF assistant director, says that lack of leadership has handicapped the agency.
You need somebody there who has ownership and is going to be there for the long haul and can start projecting a couple of years out versus people who are just brought in for a temporary fix.
President Obama has nominated a permanent director, but there's not even been a hearing on the nomination because of opposition from the gun lobby. There are other administrative issues. Funding has been relatively flat, and the agency has roughly the same number of agents today as it did a decade ago. ATF agents face other issues with gun law. Congress refuses to allow a centralized gun database, so tracing a weapon used in a crime means a lot of legwork, says former ATF agent William Vizard.
They have to contact the manufacturer or importer who tells them, oh, on July 14th, 2009, we shipped that gun to Buckeye Sporting Goods, a wholesaler. Then you contact Buckeye Sporting Goods, and they say, oh, yeah, we received that gun 4 days later, and we shipped it out to Billy Bob's bait and tackle shop. Then you go to Billy Bob, and you say, okay, what do your records say?
Another frustration, says former ATF Assistant Director Bouchard, is the lack of gun trafficking statutes to charge those suspected of supplying guns to criminals.
It's very frustrating when you see people that you know are criminals and buying guns for the criminal element, and you don't have the ability to have a statute to prosecute them under. You have to be creative and try and make other statutes fit.
Advocates also say the ATF should be allowed to inspect firearms dealers more than once a year, and that dealers should be required to keep track of their inventory. The Brady Center's John Lowy says over 100,000 guns are missing from dealer shelves.
There's a great likelihood that most of those guns were sold off the books to criminals. Easy way to fix that is to simply require dealers to do an inventory every year of their stock. ATF is prevented from even requiring dealers to do that. That makes absolutely no sense.
Gun rights advocates say they're defending law-abiding dealers from overzealous government agents. Former ATF officials have written Vice President Biden with suggestions to correct what they see as the agency's problems. Lowy and other gun control advocates will be meeting with the vice president tomorrow to make their case for changes at ATF. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.